One of the nation's foremost experts on bipolar disorder is coming to Bend to talk about living with the condition. Dr. Kay Jamison knows about it firsthand. She suffered from it since she was 17. Dr. Jamison will present An Unquiet Mind, Personal and Professional Reflections on Mental Illness at the Tower Theater next Tuesday. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Dr. Jamison's discussion about having an unquiet mind is the focus of today's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
It's about what bipolar illness is and my personal experience of it as someone who has it and as somebody who's studied and treated it.
Even in 2011, there's still a lot of shame associated with bipolar disease, also known as manic depression. Dr. Jamison has struggled with it herself since the 1960s. For nearly 50 years, Dr. Jamison has dealt with and treated this disorder. As a professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University, she's living proof this disorder can be treated and you can thrive. But the veil of shame prevents many people from getting help.
It's much more discussed now than it used to be. And my message is it's very treatable and it's very dangerous if you don't get it treated. It's a potentially very lethal disease. Extremely painful, very costly in terms of life and happiness and every conceivable aspect of your life, but that it's treatable and that there's an enormous amount known about it scientifically. This is a very well-studied illness. It's also an illness of youth. It's an illness, the average age is late teens, early 20s. So that's, you know, people have this illness for a lifetime, but this is an illness that potentially kills you when you're in your late teens or early 20s.
Dr. Jamison could have been one of those statistics.
Well, I did attempt suicide and nearly died from it. It's a very, very painful illness and a very disruptive illness. And to say what I want to focus on is what it is, what the experience of it's like, what it's like to be manic, what it's like to be depressed, and the importance of getting treatment and how you can go on and live. I mean, there are an awful lot, millions of people who have this illness who go on and live very productive lives.
But people need to talk about what's going on in their lives. Universities are taking notice.
One of the things about an illness that hits in the late teens and early 20s is that it means that most people who get it are students, or many people get it are students. And one of the things we've been trying at Johns Hopkins is to reach out to students and just teach them about depression, what the symptoms of depression are, you know, how important it is to get treated, and, you know, just in a very straightforward manner. And we do the same thing with our medical students. We just say, you know, look, nobody's responsible for getting depression. It's a common illness. A lot of you are going to get it. What you are responsible for is getting treated and keeping a wing out for your classmates. And I think that that's an important message to get out.
So what should people be looking for?
It's an illness that affects mood, so people often feel extremely hopeless, despairing, dead inside, without any ability to experience pleasure. Their thinking is very often very confused, ruminative, often think about death, dying, suicide, and are very tired. It's a very physical illness, and so people have their sleep is massively disrupted, and their energy is just plummets. And in mania, it's very much the opposite. People have very high energy. They talk very rapidly. They think very rapidly. Their mood is often very elated or irritable or both. And they stay up all night, and they spend money on a lot of things that they can't really afford. But these illnesses are not just illnesses of mood. They're very much illnesses of thinking and of energy and sleep.
Dr. Jamison warns people to be on the lookout.
I think parents learn about very strange and rare diseases about their kids out of concern. And what they don't tend to learn about is the most common illness, and certainly the most common illness that's likely to cost them the life of their child. And I think it's just terribly important that parents learn and teachers learn and priests learn and you know, all sorts of people learn about this. It's just something that should be part of the public discussion. And I think there's much more of it. I think universities and colleges are much more likely to discuss it, but again, not nearly enough.
Dr. Jamison will talk about her unquiet mind at the Tower Theater Tuesday, October 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $12. I'm Kelly Blyer. Heart of the Arts is a production of KBND. Depend on us.